ARRL has launched the DreamStation Sweepstakes, offering members the chance to win an ICOM DreamStation, including a limited edition IC7760 HF 50 MHz transceiver, an IC PW2 amplifier and microphone, generously donated by ICOM America. The ARRL Sweepstakes began January 3rd and runs until December 31st, 2025. It is the centerpiece of a year-long campaign to encourage new membership and a fun way for current members to extend their support for ARRL. The lucky winner will receive one grand prize that includes a DreamStation comprised of the latest amateur radio equipment from ICOM. The winner will also receive a limited edition Seiko watch celebrating ICOM's 60th anniversary. Participation in the sweepstakes is open to ARRL full-time members in the U.S., and members will automatically earn sweepstakes entries when they join or renew their membership. You can earn one entry there. Set up auto-renewal, earn two entries, and donate to the ARRL Diamond Club, an entry for every $50 donated. Members can also earn up to six entries during the year-long campaign. For more information about the ARRL sweepstakes and official rules, visit the ARRL website at www.arrl.org/dreamstation. Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, has assessed a record $34,000 forfeiture against an amateur radio licensee for willfully and repeatedly operating a radio station without authorization and interfering with the radio communications of the United States Forest Service while the U.S. Forest Service and the Idaho Department of Lands were attempting to direct the operations of fire suppression aircraft working on a 1,000-acre wildfire on national forest land outside of Elk River, Idaho. As ARRL News first reported in 2022, the FCC proposed to fine against Jason Frawley of Lewiston, Idaho, for allegedly interfering with radio operations of the U.S. Forest Service during firefighting activities for the Johnson Creek Fire near Elk River in July of 2021. The FCC stated that the notice of apparent liability that Frawley holds in an extra-class amateur radio service license, WA7CQ, and it is the owner-operator of Leader Communications, LLC, licensee of 8 microwave licenses and 1 business license. In response, Frawley acknowledged that he did operate on a frequency reserved for government use and for which he lacked authorization, but